Welcome back. The pregame continues about 20 minutes away from first pitch. Man, what a difference 24 hours makes. Plenty of sunshine, clear blue skies, not a cloud to be seen. Temperatures in the mid-60s today. Man, what a gorgeous day. And what Ernie Banks used to say, let's play two. Are they going to get the chance today? Yeah. Iowa and Nebraska got a twin bill to wrap up this three-game set. Hawks took a white-knuckle ride yesterday, 4-3 after jumping out to three runs, all of them unearned in the bottom of that first, and then got a big insurance run late, holding off the Huskers as they got both the tying and go-ahead runs aboard in the top of the ninth. But Luke Vanderbaten came on to close the door, and two incredible defensive plays, diving catches, one by center fielder Eric Toole, and one that's going to go down in legend by Joel Booker in right field, and they saved the win. Coach Ehlers joining us right now. You're a little froggy this morning, but, man, if that wasn't the best pill the doctor could have ordered yesterday, what else could it have been?
No, that was a great game, exciting, great defense all day long, and we were able to take advantage of a couple things in the first inning and got some two-out hits, but was able to take advantage of a couple of miscues by Nebraska's middle infield, and, boy, the insurance run that we got in the seventh was ended up being the game winner, and I thought our pitchers just really competed hard yesterday, and it was just a great ball game.
You take a look at that, and I think yesterday's a great blueprint to kind of design it. People think that, okay, you score three in the first, and that means it's going to be a slugfest. Sinclair settled in. Not to say that you didn't hit the ball well, but the defense shored up. This was the biggest or the best fielding team, at least percentage-wise, in the Big Ten. Matter of fact, the best two, you and Nebraska. All of a sudden, runs were hard to come by. It just kind of goes to show you got to take advantage of every opportunity, doesn't it?
You have to take advantage of the opportunities that you have, and yesterday we were fortunate to do that. Their second baseman, he made an unbelievable catch. I think it was the fifth inning that would have put runners at first and third, nobody out. Instead, it turns into a double play, and nobody on, and that was an inning that I thought we kind of maybe would have chased Sinclair, but it, you know, his play saved that. It was just a great game, and we talked about Sinclair yesterday. You know, his stuff is good, but he just competes, and changeup was real good yesterday, and he located his fastball outside, and you know, was taking what the umpire gave him, and he was able to hang in there for a long time.
Let's go ahead and talk about the pitching matchup today. Game number one, Calvin Matthews. Look, no change for him because he's a Sunday starter anyway. Talk a little bit about him. You wanted to keep the rotation at least as close to normal as possible. That's why Hickman went yesterday rather than going 1-2-3. Same holds true for Calvin in game one today.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I actually wanted Tyler Payton, if he was going to pitch today, to throw game one. But Tyler felt like that. He said he felt a lot better today. He wanted to play first base, and he said he would rather play first base in game one. And then he said if it's bad, it's easier to swap him out, make a defensive replacement, and get him out of the game than it would be to leave the team hanging in the second inning as a starting pitcher. He said if he can play the day at first base and not feel much pain, he knows he feels pretty confident he can throw game two. So it'll be up in the air in game two with what happens. Obviously sending out a tough kid in Calvin Matthews. The matchup is not the greatest for Calvin. There's been times when he has struggled that he's struggled with left-handers, and they're going to run a bunch of them out there at him, and he's going to have to be able to really locate today.
No wind today. The ball seemed to be traveling during BP. Is there anything you read into that, or if you stay down on the zone, you still should be effective?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about this field, it plays big anyway, so you have to hit it, and there's not a lot of cheap ones, even when the wind's blowing out. But it's a slight breeze in from right field, nothing like yesterday. But you're going to really have to hit it still to get it out in right field. It'll carry a little bit better in left today. It'll play fair, more like a normal day. But, the thing about this Nebraska team is that they have a lot of their left-handers try to pepper the opposite field gap up the middle. They don't have a lot of true pull guys, per se, Miller being the only one. And then he was our chart breaker yesterday. You know, he doesn't hit many balls to the opposite field, and then he ends up hitting an opposite field home run that was struck well, but definitely helped by the wind a little bit. The only spot it was helping balls yesterday, and it came back to bite us. But if Calvin locates, he'll have success. We're going to have to play great defense again. If we don't, if we get free bases today, we'll be in trouble, especially in game one. So that's going to be what we're focusing on.
Let's talk about his counterpart in game one, Kyle Kubot. Again, a guy that's not necessarily going to overpower you, but he's got a good mix of pitches, and he seems to be able to command each one of them.
Yeah, he's just a very good college left-handed pitcher. He's going to change speeds, breaking ball, change up, you know, get you off balance, try to get you to get yourself out, you know, your basic left-handed. And, I would have told you, 2 months ago that makes me nervous seeing the left-hander because we were struggling so bad with any left-hander that was out there. And here the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we've actually been doing a lot better offensively against the left-handers. And it'll make it, at least starting out the game, it'll feel good to have Tyler Payton in the three-hole.
We got to get you some Theraflu. Best prescription would be a couple of wins today, right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, good luck to you, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Brent.
That is Coach Heller. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick timeout. Our player profile is a senior from Apple Valley, Minnesota, Chris Goodman. You're listening to the pregame in Hawkeye Baseball from Learfield Sports.